This is Sarah from sarahyip.com, Facebook, The Numbers Queen, and Instagram, sarahyip1111, with your March 2024 numerology forecast. Now, apologies, I didn't get to the February one. I'm going through quite a big time over here, but I'm excited to be back. So comment 1111 angels underneath if you enjoy this and if you'd like a little bit of luck. So we're in an 8 universal year of soul star or karmic chakra healing, basically breaking patterns that might have spanned lifetimes, generations, globally. It's really big stuff. And if I had to describe that 8 energy, it's basically nothing, nothing, everything. So it's going to be one of those years where it seems like basically there's no results and all of a sudden waterfalls. So that's just a little heads up. With March being the third month of the year, 8 plus 3 is 11. So there's that master number 11 popping up. So expect a lot of 1111 sightings, especially with Mercury going retrograde on the 1st of April. That's not a joke. So basically lots of extreme changes, lightning fast wake-up calls happening all of this month. They are for the highest good. So in tarot, and hopefully this works, the 8 card, a woman putting her hand in the lion's mouth, facing your very worst fears in order to liberate your soul, making a comeback from all the times that you have hidden yourself or concealed your essence in order to fit in or try to appear more acceptable. It's probably the nicest way to put it. So it's about receiving your dues at the moment, especially with it being that 11 or 2 energy. So we've got Lady Justice coming in with, this is the Paulina Tarot, one of my favorite decks, and also the High Priestess. So you see these remarkable feminine energies, whether it's mother, sister, friend, confidant, healer, and that just that beautiful opportunity to have people hold space for you and to do the same for them this month. So this is a time to really ditch the stereotypes, embrace fresh worldviews. 11s do everything 11 out of 10. 11 is about double beginnings. You can see that the number itself looks like a pause sign or two people standing together as equals, both having their own separate but connected journeys. And it's about finding that middle path to consciousness, basically. I often say that 11s do the impossible and that you'll find this month a lot of change is going to come in that you've been waiting for quite some time. So clean up any issues you have with the law, finances, sexuality. We talked about relationships, just anywhere there's been some inequality or things sort of swept under the rug. 11 looks like lakes. So walk your talk and move on this month. Just remember that leaders create while others wait. So in all the tarot decks, 8 was actually justice and 11 was strength. They've actually been swapped. There's a really strong and positive correlation between those two numbers. So what the 8 energy forgets or dismisses, 11 recalls, investigates, and vice versa. And so I've actually found a lot of 8 energy people have really assisted me in this lifetime not to give up. And interestingly, my mum is an 8, so we're a good team. So who's in the spotlight? All of this year, it's anyone with an 8 life path, a strong 8 numerology, for example, in your name or your birthday. And especially if you see 888, 808, something like that, that is almost certainly a sign you have 8s in your chart and or in the charts of people around you, for example, your partner or children. So in March, if you've got an 11 or 2 life path or you see 1111 or 222, which is probably a lot of you, there's really that opportunity to go to the next level and, like I said, clear some really gigantic fears. On the other side of that is your future. If you know an 11 or a 2, please send them this post or video. We talked about how 11s are the messengers who link heaven and earth. The number even looks like a bridge. We know that bridge builders attract trolls. It's an unfortunate side effect. 11s also need to be careful not to live a double life. I've certainly been on both sides of that. And honestly, I think it's one of the challenges of social media that we have so much access to filters and cropping and editing because I think, you do get, rewarded sometimes for making things seem a certain way. So twos, two life paths are peacemakers. They heal conflict, they create balance, and they really need to avoid codependence and servitude. And even when you look at the number, that two, it can look like a person kneeling in prayer or perhaps cleaning up after 50 other people who are litter bugs. It's not the funnest thing, right? So big important dates. We are coming into a new moon on the 10th. You're probably feeling a little bit tired, but it'll pick up soon. The 19th to the 20th is equinox. The 25th is a full moon lunar eclipse. So that's going to be really strong energy. We talked about Mercury going retrograde on the 1st of April. You're probably already feeling the shadow. So just that jumpy energy, can feel a bit impulsive, very, very strong spirit signs, very high ability to do psychic work or healing work or to and kind of get to the core of issues. Look, my business is currently on hold. I've got a lot going on in my home life. So my office at Madri Bar is actually closed. The Patreon group and bookings are paused. I am still running 1111 World Changes, my women in leadership program, just a day or so a week. Sorry about the inconvenience. So if you would really like a reading, please see my amazing mentor, Vicky Haspels. So I'll link to her below, and I really love her. When I was starting out as a psychic, I called all the psychics in Brisbane because having worked in the NGO and government sectors and things, I just thought people would share information. And most of them hung up on me, right? But Vicky spent an hour helping me out and really honoured to still know her all these years later. I think that's been about 15, 16 years. So she's an excellent psychic, really accurate. Now, for those of you who pray, feel free to send me some love. If you could picture roses, that would be amazing. If you'd like more information about what I've talked about, feel free to check out my 2024 forecast and the blogs on my site, sarahyip.com. Also, lots of class replays on there. So, look, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. Please write to me below and take care. Until next month, this has been Sarah from sarahyip.com. Facebook, The Numbers Queen, and Instagram, Sarah111. One last thing. I have a very favourite book called Women Who Run With The Wolves. Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes is an 11, 2911, I'm pretty sure. Just a little tiny quote from this one. She talks a lot about mothers. It's a very powerful book. And she talks about how to raise a child who's slightly different to mainstream culture, the mother really has to have a lot of heroic qualities, and she really needs to take a stand for herself and what she believes, and how there's basically no way to prepare for that except to take, quote, a deep draft of courage and then act. Since time out of mind, a considered act of heroism has been the cure for stultifying ambivalence. So I'll leave you with that. I wish you a most electrical and healing month ahead. Take care.